Blog Talk Radio.
We the real niggas.
I want to welcome everybody to this public service announcement. The reason for this is for some things to be clear in the air, and if you want to call in and say anything, just press 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying this because, and I'm doing this because I'm tired. You know, you got people out here who really want to sit up here and say who's for militia, who's for this, this, that, and the other. And to be honest, I've been quiet about a lot of things. And this will be the last time that anybody hears me speaking out. If it changes the way people feel about me, I really don't care. But things need to be said. There are people out here that call themselves bashing me, you know. But once they get a slight inch of bashing, it's a problem. They not remember when they were the ones bashing, but now that they're getting bashed, it's a problem. Now, you want to throw things out stating suing for slander. Slander really doesn't get anywhere, people. I'm going to let you know that now. You can do all these legal actions if you want to. I haven't ruined your life. I don't care. I'm a grown man. I'm going to say what I want to say. And I'm going to feel how I want to feel. Yes, I said, I'm not going to trust anybody that's going to jump on the family's side. And I have a strong reason for that. I've been close to the family, talking to them and everything, since day one. I know how they twist and turn. I know how they use people. So if you are a supporter of them, then we have nothing else to say. We don't even have to meet. But I'm still going to say how I feel and what I stand by. Now, the saying of me trying to make a name for myself, or X, Y, and Z. First of all, I'm not going to use a missing girl to make a name for myself. If anything, I'm going to use my gifts, what I know best, and that's professional wrestling, to put myself out there. You got people out here that want to state things that I need to get out the nursing home and things like that. First of all, let me put it to you like this. You don't know why I'm officially in here. And you don't know what has been happening to me. So mind your damn business and shut your damn mouth. My health is my problem. It's my business, not yours. The thing about it is, all these people out here are stating that it should be for militia. It's all about militia. Yes, it is. But then those same people that say it want to bring out drama like this is Young and the Restless. It took me a while to grow up. And I still grow up every day. But come on now. Got people older than me, old enough to be my mother and my grandmother, that needs to grow the hell up. This radio show is for this little girl. This radio show has gone so much further than any show, newscast, or anything. People make assumptions, okay? And the first three letters in assumption is ass. And that's what you make out of yourself when you make an assumption. The only one that feels this way about how Shamika and the family are, the whole apartment situation. I'm not the only one that thinks this. The thing about this is, get on social media. This thing is just, thing is childish. Now, there wasn't supposed to be any type of show today. I actually wanted to relax after the weekend that I've been through. But I wanted to take it upon myself to put together this PSA to not only to defend myself, but I don't believe that I'm not the one that has anything to prove. I mean, I'm on here with my co-hosts and the listeners every week, and we get together to help try to find this little girl. We talk during the week to see what we have to do or anything to try to help find this missing girl. But, oh, every time someone's doing good, the devil's trying to break down the good. Now, I don't give a damn about social media, what people say on social media, because I'm going to continue on doing what I do. You see, we had this same type of fuckery and bullshit last year, but I'm not going to stand for it. See, my thing is, I'm going to say right now, is people have the right to think what they want to think when it comes to this case. You, the people, have the right to say what you want about this case, your feelings towards this case. But you have no right to bring in personal things, anybody that's a part of this that's trying to help out this case. I've talked to people that have been dealing with missing person case for a while and a long time. People who know cases like this that has been so close to a malicious case. And 9 out of 10, it's the parents. But I'm assuring to you, the listeners, that I don't take this as any joke. I don't take this as a personal gain, because I don't see myself gaining anything from trying to find a missing child. I'm not getting paid for what I do. I'm not even looking for any money towards this. All I'm trying to do is make a change. There are thousands, thousands, hundreds of thousands missing children every year. And this case is possibly one of the most different and confused cases I have ever seen in my natural born life. Now, I try my best to keep my mouth shut on things because people change words. And you got childish people that's in groups and things like that. You got followers instead of leaders. And I was always told, to be a good leader, you need to be a good follower. But these type of followers don't know a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. Now, the allegations towards me or trying to fuck the mother, I really have a lot I can say about that. But first of all, I want y'all to get one thing straight. And I have proof, witness, eyewitness proof that the mother tried to fuck me. I'm in a nursing facility. People see a lot of things. So before you want to spread out certain things, see what the truth is first. Stop hearing and listening to shit you don't know a damn thing about. It's like a little game that used to be played in kindergarten. You sit the kids in a circle, and you start on one end and whisper in their ear a secret, and they pass it on around a circle until the person gets to the end. And the person at the end has to say what the first person got the secret is. And 9 out of 10, that secret is wrong. So all these childish people out here talk of all these yin-yang about who's doing what for Relisha, and you ain't doing shit but twiddling your damn thumbs. Stop it. My co-host and I both have asked people that have all these different groups, let's all come together. But I already see it's not happening. There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. There are people that will follow certain people for certain reasons. Now, I started doing this every night. Couldn't do it every night because I was getting sick. And now I'm doing this every week. And I try my best to keep it going every week. Because as most people say, and I can guarantee 90% out of 100% of people have said that this radio show gives them hope, gives them a sort of ease to even talk about what I nicknamed her DC sweetheart. Along with my co-host, we have started this I Am Relisha Rudd movement. and I don't plan on stopping. Even after this, after this case has been closed, brought to closure, and we get an answer out of all this of what happened, I plan to keep going. I plan to reduce the numbers of missing people, adults and children. This isn't a game to me. This is not a game. I lost my cousin 5 years ago and still to this day do not know where she is. It would be great if I just hear her voice one last time. She got two boys that don't understand what's going on. My daughter, who was there, who was favorite, was my cousin. She don't understand. She was only 9 years old at the time. She don't understand. So I can feel how it feels to have a missing person. A true feeling how to have a missing family member. But those of y'all that are out there that are asking me why do I keep blaming the family? Why do I keep bashing the family? First of all, stories change and flip so many times. Stories have point A to point Z every time. And yes, I got a lot of things that are problems, what they say in the newspapers, on the news shows, how it was on America Tonight. I have a lot to say about this. I don't even have the time on this show to say what I got to say. Now, I was told a lot of things about this. Now, I ain't got to say a bunch of nothing to nobody, for real. This is not a competition to me. People can say what you want about me. And people have called me evil. Trust me. Trust and believe me, I'm far from evil. And I try my best to not show an evil bone in my body. And people have sat there and said, I've been told that. Now, the thing about it is like this. Just as much as you have people running to you saying things that I've said and everything, I have just as much of that too. But the thing about it is, like I keep saying, I'm not making this any type of competition. And if you don't like what I say, that's your problem. Not mine. What I have a problem is people being childish. I got a huge problem with that. I'm going to take a quick break and drink some water real quick. Anybody got anything to say, you can start saying things now. You got to you can press 1 and everything, but this show is not that long. So if you have anything that you want to say on the show, just go ahead and press 1. I'll be right back. 4 minutes, 30 seconds.
Whispering, 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 whispering as I pass myself down to my knees. Whispering, 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 whispering as I fall through the low trees. Who will care for the falling? Who will care for the falling? Leave. Whispering, 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 whispering as I fall through the willow trees. Nothing.
WDC Radio Live. This is a Keith Warren public service announcement. I think I've really said what I had to say. I'm kind of having troubles with my sugar right now, but I will say this. I am a father, and I'm a great father. My kids love me. And I couldn't imagine my child missing. But I am with the people that believe that Shamika is a big key of this. Now, you can sit up there and do what you want to do, like one person that say they're going to come up here and do whatever. You can, hey, I implore you to bring that noise. But I'm gonna say this. I see no callers are gonna make any comments, so I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna close. Brenda Brown, I'm nowhere near evil. I can get evil, but when it comes to something like this, I'm as pure hearted as they come. So you can sit there and say to people, I know you very well. I don't know you well at all. I only know you for a few weeks. That's not enough for me to know anybody. So I don't know you. Those of you guys that are sitting up there talking about the pictures that I sent, nowhere near me. And I've seen the picture. So that's bogus. But you can keep throwing stones at me. I'm going to keep on continuing doing what I'm doing. You can believe what you want to believe. But when the dust settles and everything comes clear and you see who's right and they show that with myself and all the listeners that follow behind me believe that the family did it, I'm right there to say, I told you so. So I'm going to put it to you like this. I mind my business, you mind yours. Because I have nothing else to say to you or anybody else behind this. It's a damn shame that black people or people as a whole can't come together as one to help find a little girl because there's too much egotistical assholes. So just stay out of my yard and you won't hear from me. It's Thursday, guys. We'll be back as the Finding Relisha, the Search for Relisha radio show, and we're going to have a couple of special guests and everything, and we're going to have some good topics to talk about as far as the story. So, guys, I'm going to tell y'all good night. I'm about to go relax because I feel funny. So enjoy y'all night and enjoy the rest of the week. Good night, y'all.
And we did this song called A Wham Dance. Now I'm showing you how with your
DJ Rose 504, introducing to the world Cupid, the dance party king in Mystico. Everybody get up and do the wham dance.
Go front, and go back, and go left, and go right, and go front, back, side.
rolling like a paper bag. She's throwing that hoop like a quarterback. A French blocking that like a cornerback. So I turned around and started dancing with Ray. Rolling on the hoop and screaming, go ahead. Like a dog, I was huffing on lay. Doing the kind of moves that we be using in bed. I said, forget the small talk, baby, what's up? She said, yeah, you're kind of cute, but I'm in here with her. I sidestepped and started getting it with Black. I was throwing it out and she was throwing it back. I wanted to pick up, but I ain't gonna hurt my back. She was about 220, but I ain't calling her back. I said, big girl, won't you bag it up? No, seriously, back up all my summer, stop pushing me, you're squishing me.
Go front, go back, go left, go right, go front, back, side, side. Let me see you do this, this one time.
Thank you. I just want to say one last thing. Okay. People are bringing my cousin into this. Please. Please keep my cousin out of this. You don't know what I'm doing for my cousin. So mind your fucking business about my cousin, about my family. Because it has nothing to do with you. Stay the fuck out of it. Signing off.